to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, January 28th, 2014. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Obama warms up to using executive orders. The police state gets ready for Super Bowl 48. And we sit down to talk to anti-TSA activist John Corbett about his new TSA pre-check status. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, fellow Americans. 51 years ago, John F. Kennedy declared to this chamber that the Constitution makes us not rivals for power, but partners for progress.
Oh, man. That was Obama just 1 year ago, quoting JFK, mind you. Those definitely were not his words, because the tone of his administration has changed entirely in just 365 days. Tonight, we can't await the State of the Regime address when Obama announces his assertion of his unilateral agenda and lets the country know that it's moving into a dictatorship. That's right. The man that once criticized George W. Bush for abusing his executive authority will now go ahead. He's admitted that he's warmed up to the idea. That's according to his White House advisor, John Podesta, who says that when Obama believes he has the authority to make progress without action by Congress, he will do it. Now, he says there's a lot of authority that's vested to Obama under the laws of the United States, and he thinks that Obama's really looking forward to a year of action and to tonight when he gives his State of the Union speech. It'll be a breakthrough year where he can lay out some of these practical, concrete ideas that will get people on board a stable economic footing and see their wages going up for the first time in a long time. And while they're leaving us powerless to fight against any of these pandemics that might be popping up, they're also leaving us powerless to take any money out of the bank. We've been previously reporting that they've been doing a lot of capital controls. Just Saturday, it emerged that HSBC was restricting large cash withdrawals from the UK up to £5,000. Now, Russians' MyBank, which Bloomberg reports that MyBank is one of Russia's top 200 lenders by assets, has introduced a complete ban on cash withdrawals until next week. So, of course, here we go, just another form of capital controls. So we've got Obama announcing his dictatorship tonight. The bubonic plague is set to be released, and FEMA's preparing for motor coach evacuation. They're capital controls. You can't take your money out of the bank. But while all this is going on, all anyone can talk about is the Illuma Grammys. And now this week, it's the Super Bowl. And I guarantee no one is going to be there worrying about this mass distraction and how the world stage has been set for all eyes to be on how the U.S. is fighting against terrorism. Just take a look at what's going to be happening there at Super Bowl Central. They've already declared it a level one national security event, which basically that means Homeland Security's Presidential Directive 5 kicks in, which means the feds will take the lead in any security operations in New Jersey and New York. Incredible. And then the priority order for any possible threats would include a suicide bombing, vehicles laden with explosives, or, of course, you know, another mass shooting. In addition to these traditional terrorists, officials are anticipating the possibility of hacktivists with political and social messages to take advantage of social media to spread disinformation and sow confusion, much like the Syrian Electronic Army hacked into CNN's Twitter and sowed mass confusion about the Al-Qaeda backing the rebels in Syria. But they also go on to say that they're going to be X-raying every single thing that comes in and out of the stadium, the food, the seat cushions, every beverage, every piece of merchandise. And, of course, they're going to violate the Fourth Amendment by doing searches on the trains to and from the stadium on random passersby, anyone that's going to and from. They'll have canines everywhere. And that's in addition to the air exercises and the Navy patrolling the waters there. I mean, it is going to be a madhouse. But go ahead, keep your eyes on the game. That's all that matters. While the real game is being played out here by the globalists, they are using this as a mass distraction to go ahead and assert their total authoritarianism while we just sit back and take it. And just to prove how contrived this TSA is, just security theater, it's not there to protect us from terrorism. We're going to have an interview coming up with John Corbett. He's the activist of the TSA Out of My Pants website. He was the first civilian to sue the agency, and based on court documents, he was able to expose how the agency's own documents show that there was no real terrorist threat, nothing even in the past 30 years. Now he has just been given a lifetime get-out-of-jail-free pass by the TSA. They've given him a lifetime skip right through the gropey hands of the lines of the TSA because he actually asserted his rights as a free citizen, and they were like, you know what, you're making a little too much noise. Go ahead, we're going to just give you a free pass. You don't have to deal with the TSA. So that's really what this thing is all about. It's just to assert total control. Are you going to sit down and take it?
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
So as New York is setting up a major surveillance grid to spy on everyone through their cameras, the State Department of Education is now setting up a program that will spy on your children from preschool until the age of 20. Now, this was developed by the New York State Education Department. It was funded by the federal government, and it's promoted by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's the P20 data collection program. It allows government entities to share and access records for every student in the state. The overall goal is going to be monitoring individuals from childhood to death. Now, it's going to allow New York State Education Department and other agencies to link data without the need for agencies to unnecessarily add new regulations or seek legal policies to collect data. Aw, so they don't want to have to create any unnecessary new laws or go through that pesky constitutional legal system to spy on you. Now, the program was named P20 to indicate the tracking of students from pre-kindergarten to around age 20 when they enter the workforce. Now, the idea for such a database existed as far back as 2002 when the New York Times reported that the Pentagon wanted to analyze Americans' educational, criminal, financial, medical, and travel records in order to profile every citizen in the country. And then, of course, this came to fruition in the past year via Obamacare when the Federal Data Services Hub was rolled out. And that is a comprehensive database which provides federal entities real-time electronic access to the dossiers of any American that's compiled with information from the IRS, the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and others. So there you have it. And you thought you were just getting some free health care. But now that they've got all these cameras set up around New York, it's not just the trendies on the East Coast. The trendies on the West Coast have got their cameras. And for the greater good, the authorities now want them to allow them access 24/7 to their home surveillance cameras.
But Leanne, who watches the watchers? You're in here doing a great job. We're about to have our live coverage of the State of the Union. But they actually say it's for the greater good there.
For the greater good.
And who watches the watchers historically? And again, it's always been illegal to keep data on kids especially. Now they're saying, no, we're going to keep all that data on you. I mean, this is a total authoritarian takeover. I'm sorry. The news is going to be over soon. Live coverage. I'm just too fired up. I'm just too fired up.
We'll see if Obama announces his Orwellian takeover for the greater good in just a few minutes when we do our live coverage of the State of the Regime address. But back to this news. Californians are being asked to allow the authorities 24/7 access to their security cameras. They said, when you're, you know, it's just for the greater good and it's a logical next step. You tend to behave when the cameras are on you. And this is so police can monitor whatever the cameras are trained on. And they say, you just got to trust us so that we're not going to be watching your home 24/7. It's just, it's for the greater good so that you'll behave. But what about them? We've already seen how the police act, even sometimes when they know they're being filmed on camera, sometimes when they don't know that they've been filmed, but it hasn't stopped them. It hasn't kept them, you know, behaving better for the greater good. In fact, they've gotten away with murder on camera. It hasn't done anything. And then we have juries who allow them to get away with murder because they were just doing their job.
With all the police state measures going on in the name of keeping you safe, I think it's time that somebody got around to watching The Watchmen. We'll begin tonight in New York, where a man in his 80s was beaten by the NYPD, the infraction jaywalking. The man seemingly didn't understand the officer's command to cease movement. After the gentleman and the officer came in contact, a shoving match allegedly took place. Other officers joined in, and the man was beaten bloody by the NYPD. The man is now seeking damages of $5 million. A young California man has had his genitals tased until he could smell his flesh burning. This was stemming from an incident where his father dropped a cigarette. After an argument with police over whether or not his father should pay a fine, the young man was tased repeatedly in his groin. We'll bring the news now to Texas, Andrew to be specific, where a man open carrying his rifle on his back was arrested by police. The reports say that a school was nearby but didn't specify the man's distance from the school. Even the person who called in to complain about the man says that he was not carrying in a manner calculated to cause alarm.
He was just calmly walking. You wouldn't think anything of it unless he didn't have a gun.
The local open carry group has released audio of what they say is a meeting between themselves and Bud Jones, the police chief of Andrew, where he said that he would not arrest law-abiding open carriers.
Disturbing the peace with disorderly conduct because of a person calling in a 911 and them justifying that.
Here's how that works. If we get a 911 call, person gun, that person not to say, I'm so-and-so, I live over here, so-and-so, they're not going to go to jail.
Yeah.
They're not going to be charged. It's when they have caused some alarm.
We move the news now to LAX, where it's come out that officers were taking unapproved breaks right before the shooting rampage. But don't worry, TSA plans to keep you safe by allowing known terrorists to bypass security measures completely. But let's end tonight on a positive note by giving credit where credit is due. An officer in Texas was photographed giving a pair of boots to a man in need, a scene similar to what we saw at the end of 2012 in New York. And finally tonight, we'll take a look at another Texas officer, this one who stops to play catch with a boy, this captured on dash cam footage. Now, there's been much speculation as to how or why this video was released, but I'm just happy to have a good video to end our segment on. You can find more reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Stay tuned after the break because John Corbett's interview is coming up next. He talks about how the TSA granted him all access pass to any flight he wants to take from now on just because he, you know, sued them for violating his rights. And after that, we will be going live coverage of the State of the Regime, State of the Tyranny address with the whole crew. So we'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, joining us tonight is John Corbett. He is an engineer, a tireless critic of the TSA, and of course he is the first person to sue the TSA over their illegal actions. And his current lawsuit has revealed that in 2011, they were writing internal documents that there was no terrorist threat against either airports or airplanes. It was simply theater. And now he's been given a free pass to get through the TSA checkpoints. We want to talk to him about that. Well, I'm really jealous, John. I mean, you've got this lifetime free pass from the TSA, and all I've got is this crumpled up Fourth Amendment. What's going on?
I don't know. You can imagine my surprise when I found out I was enrolled in pre-check and kind of laughed at the ticket agent a little bit. She didn't understand why. But
tell everybody, I mean, it just came out of nowhere, right? You didn't apply for this, right?
Correct. So the pre-check program has been expanding a bit. They're trying to include more frequent flyers. So that's possibly how I got in. But I'm a little bit suspicious that perhaps it's to keep me away from the body scanners.
Yeah. You're definitely got to be on their naughty list. Maybe they've got you're on both of their naughty and nice list. I don't know.
It's interesting. You know, since getting started, people have always joked with me that, you know, I'm going to find myself on the no-fly list. Apparently, I found myself on the opposite.
Well, you know, you might be on the no-fly list. They don't tell anybody if they're on the no-fly list. We had a guy when I first started here, and he got stuck in Hawaii on his way to visit his wife in Japan. and they took him off of a military flight. He had just had all kinds of security clearances and everything else, and they jerked him off the flight and told him he was on the no-fly list, so he was stuck in Hawaii because there wasn't any way he's going to get off of that. So you could be on the no-fly list, and they don't tell you.
That's amazing. There have been some great strides in the no-fly list in the last couple of weeks, with two separate federal judges ruling that the due process received was unconstitutional. So that's good to hear as well.
Yes. Now, there's a quote in this article that Steve Watson wrote. He took it from your blog, and you said, "Their inclusion of me in this program is further ironic, since in 2010, when I filed a motion for a preliminary injunction that would require the TSA not to scan or molest me, the TSA argued that an ad hoc exclusion like that would devastate their impenetrable fortress. But here we are, 4 years later, they've done just that. They give you a pass. Well, you know, they gave the Muslim Brotherhood a VIP pass. So,
well, hopefully I'm not on the same list as they are.
But, no, but it's just arbitrary. Whoever they let in and whoever they don't. And see, that, I think, is the real problem, of course, right? Because I talked about all I've got is my crumpled up Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment did not give us any rights that we didn't already possess. We had those rights inherently because we're human beings. The Fourth Amendment was there to control the government, to keep the government from trampling those rights that we have as individual humans.
Their behavior does seem to be pretty arbitrary. And, you know, we've seen that throughout the TSA's history. For example, when they banned carrying toner cartridges on airplanes because someone tried to smuggle a bomb through them. It had nothing to do with the toner cartridge. It's just whatever they happened to put it in at the time. You've seen people that are on the no-fly list that shouldn't be in, or people that should be that aren't. We've seen, you know, the pre-check issues. We've seen, the take off your shoes and your belts, maybe at some airports, but not others and other times of the day. And we're busy right now, so we'll let you go through without being scanned. And the scanners are on half the lines and not the other halves. And honestly, the TSA justifies this by saying that everything is random and unpredictable, and that's a load of BS. The TSA, if they wanted good security, would be consistent in applying their security, but they're not.
That's right. And it really boils down to arbitrary power. If you're going to exercise arbitrary power over a population, then total power, it has to be arbitrary in that sense. So, I mean, real total power is one that's exercised arbitrarily over people. It's exercised at the whim of the people who are running it. They don't have any rules, any guidelines, and they really don't have any purpose. They're not there for security. That's what we're trying to hammer into people. And this came out in your lawsuit. Now, I mentioned that you were the first one to sue the TSA, but you've got a lawsuit that's going now. We've reported on this several times that as part of the discovery process, you came across some very incriminating confessions and TSA documents. They redacted those out of the documents and yet mistakenly posted the lawsuit unredacted so we could see the redactions that they had and what they had redacted. And they made confessions back in 2011 internally that there was no threat against airports or airplanes.
I'm actually barred from commenting on that.
Okay,
Court of Appeals has prevented me. But you can comment it all you want.
That's actually right.
The only person in the world that's not allowed to talk about what's in my own legal briefs, if you can believe that.
That's kind of like a fully informed jury association thing, right? Where the judge tells you can't remind people what's in the Constitution of the state. So I'll remind them of that. We keep reminding them of that here at InfoWars. And, well, let me just ask you this. Is that that lawsuit, is that still ongoing?
It's still going. The judge in that suit ordered, ordered oral arguments that are going to happen at the beginning of June this year down in Miami, Florida. So we can't expect a ruling until at least after that.
Okay. Well, that's a very important lawsuit. And the timing of it is very important, too, the timing of that admission in 2011, because that was happening at the very same time that we were seeing a lot of egregious handling of travelers, a former Miss America beauty contest person. And we had legislators here in Texas that put together a law that would stop that, that would criminalize that behavior as it should be criminalized. And at that time, the government started to threaten that they were going to shut down flights in and out of Texas. At the very same time, internally, they were admitting, according to these documents that they inadvertently put on the internet, that there was no threat. So we'll be watching that very closely. But let me just ask you this now. Have they won you over now that they've given you a free pass, now that they've changed your fundamental right into a privilege that they've now granted to you? Or
basically.
Yeah, so you're just fine with the TSA now, right?
You know, I never applied for PreCheck. I never enrolled in it because I didn't think it was right that some citizens should have a different privilege than other citizens. Even if it was just a matter of paying a fee, no one should have to pay a fee, no matter how small, to be able to have their rights to travel and their right to be free from unreasonable search and their right not to be molested or groped or x-rayed as they travel. So, you know, I never asked for it, and
that's right.
I really hope that they start extending it to everyone.
I know that they're not going to be able to co-op you. You've been a tireless fighter against this from the very beginning. And what we see happening here, the loss of the presumption of innocence and the idea that they can stop and frisk anybody, the idea that they do dragnet searches of all of our data, that they store all of our data, it's a complete picture of tyranny. They are establishing a complete infrastructure of tyranny, and we've got to roll this back as soon as we can. And I really thank you for taking the lead on this with your lawsuits, and we'll be watching what happens with this current lawsuit. You said it's coming up in June, so we'll be watching that. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, we'll be following that lawsuit very closely, as well as following the TSA's continuing attacks on our freedom and our dignity, you know, just as B.F. Skinner suggested that they do. You can follow us here at InfoWars by becoming a subscriber to Prison Planet TV, and you can help fund the operation. And you can share it with up to 10 other people at the same time. And as the beginning of the year, we always have a sale so that you can get 5 months off if you get a subscription. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.